This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's it. In Afghanistan.
Before taking this job, you were a member of the House Benghazi Committee. A federal judge has just asked the State Department to look again to see what emails were sent, particularly by Hillary Clinton, with regard to Benghazi. Do you believe that we have gotten to the bottom of the Benghazi attack and Hillary Clinton's role?
Chris, I'll leave FOIA litigation to others. I'm pretty busy at the CIA these days.
As CIA director, well, let me ask you about a different one. But this one is more directly in your wheelhouse now. I assume that you have seen the unmasking requests by members, officials of the Obama administration. Was there an effort by people in the Obama administration to spy either on the Trump campaign or the Trump transition?
So there's an active investigation going on all across Capitol Hill. We have done our job as a CIA. We've provided information in response to inquiries from both from multiple committees on the Senate and House side. We'll continue to do that to make sure that they can perform their oversight functions properly.
Have you seen all the requests for unmasking that were made by Obama administration officials to find out when a Trump person was caught up in foreign surveillance to try to find out who that person was? Have you seen all those requests?
Yes.
Are you satisfied that they were all legitimate?
We provided that information to Capitol Hill.
But you won't tell us?
There's an active investigation going on, Chris. We'll let them.
Well, this is Mike Pompeo, and I'm going to hand it to Chris Wallace to ask the tough questions, but this is the problem. I mean, why 5 years down the road we don't have the answers for Benghazi? All this stuff is a one big humongous hot potato. It draws credence and credibility to the deep state that there is this elite structure of our government that is allowed to get away with murder, basically. And there is one set of rules for one person and, you know, for the everyday minion. And then there's the set of rules for the governing elite. That's not what our founding fathers expected to happen. That's not what they designed with the U.S. Constitution. But, you know, this is what happens when we, the people, subordinate our responsibility. It no longer is a government of, for, by we, the people. It has become a government of, for, and by the elites. Case in point was the conversation yesterday with Christian Saucier, the submariner, who, you know, I believe was unfairly targeted and was used as an object lesson, you know, because of the frustration that the government had been going through with leaking classified information, what they weren't able to do with Hillary Clinton. But yet let's go after somebody who is, you know, a military person who does not have the backing, doesn't have the wherewithal, you know, the legal support that Hillary Clinton has, and she's able to get away with her reckless, as James Comey put it, her reckless mishandling of classified information. I mean, you hear one bit of evidence after another, and you're going, why isn't she in jail? Why isn't she indicted? Well, she's just too big to jail, I guess, and you know, too significant an individual, and you know, she is protected by this elite covering. And meanwhile, here's this young man at the age of 21, 22 years old, doing what 21, 22 year olds do. You know, they take pictures, and yes, he mishandled classified information, admitted it. The two others that did the same thing, and you didn't hear that part of the story, but you heard it with us here on Bill Martinez Live, that there were two others, and they got a hand slap. One has since gone on to Officers Candidate School, now an officer, and their career in the military continues. And for Chris Saucier, who wanted to be a career Navy man, His career, of course, shortened and in a very harsh sort of way, and I believe a very unfair sort of way. But that is the nature of our government today, ladies and gentlemen, unless we want to push back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing now. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us as we continue to talk about, the news of the day with the experts, the people that know. Because there's certainly a lot of room for opinion in the absence of fact. But we try to get away from as much opinion as possible and to bring you the experts that know and have the facts. Austin Peterson joins us right now. He's a Republican U.S. Senate candidate out of Missouri. Austin, good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, in your recent statement, you say that Donald Trump chose the lesser of two evils on the debt ceiling deal. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Well, the Republican establishment was essentially trying to push the debt ceiling vote off past next November's election so that they could sort of pass the buck. And this was obviously a ploy to ensure that they could get reelected. But I think it was actually kind of a brilliant procedure by the president to force the Republicans to get on the record. And so now we have an opportunity to see who really has the constitutional and conservative bona fides that they tout on the campaign trails. And as someone who is seeking a U.S. Senate seat, it's very helpful for people like myself because I've been complaining for some time that these Republicans have been making these promises for years and years. And now Trump has sort of bolstered my argument that many of these people, they can't – so many Republicans, they campaign like libertarians, but then they govern like Democrats.
Right.
So I'm very much looking forward to seeing where people will actually end up when the vote comes down.
Well, I know that a portion of America was gladdened to see this president go across the aisle and do something with the Democrats, unlike the previous administration. We know from, media reports from the MRC that 91% of the news about Donald Trump is negative, only 10% or actually 9% is positive. And I guess that even might be a stretch, but, they're doing everything they can to, tailor the worldview and to frustrate Main Street America that says, look, we want a government to be moving and affecting things. And if this kind of helps, unclog the plumbing here a little bit, then so be it.
Yeah, I think that the issue is that Donald Trump is not owned by either of the political establishments, left or right, and so there are no strings that can be pulled for the president from either side of the aisle so that they can get the quid pro quo system that's been in existence for the last 100 years, especially since the height of the progressive era, is not how the president wants to see the government run. So in many ways, he's truly an independent, and there is a strange amount of Trump derangement syndrome that's going on out there. I think that people really just need to get over it. I fully admit I was a Rand Paul backer in last year's election, and I even ran for president as a libertarian. But, I mean, we are a constitutional republic, and we have a system of checks and balances for a reason. if Congress really wanted to limit the power of the presidency, they could do so through legislation, but instead they're using parliamentary procedures and they're not in regular order. The U.S. Senate is abdicating its responsibility, or at least it's attempting to abdicate its responsibility to the American taxpayers in how they're swinging the debt ceiling vote. The president isn't letting them off the hook in such a way. So, I mean, I commend him for that action. I think that that partisanship has really destroyed our ability to get anything done, because so many people, they can't support something because a Democrat supports it, right? It's guilt by association.
Exactly.
And let's remember, of course, that the president did work with a lot of these Democrats before he was ever president of the United States. So he probably has a good relationship with many of them. And, you know, the thing is that you should work with people on issues where you agree and not where you disagree. I mean, I don't agree with raising the debt ceiling. I wish they wouldn't do it. I wouldn't vote to raise the debt ceiling. We need to cut spending. We need to get our fiscal house in order. But, I mean, I have to commend the president for not being owned by the political establishment of the Republican Party. And as someone who's in that current situation, I admire him for that. And I've told my libertarian friends there are many lessons to be learned here.
Yeah. Well, you got to know when to fight the battles here. I mean, it's just like immigration. They want to, you know, deal with this humongous elephant in the room, and they think they're going to consume it all at one fell swoop. There are so many moving parts. This has been going on for so long that they've ignored the rule of law when it comes to immigration. And, you know, it just cracks me up that some of these people, some of these lawmakers, complain, you know, about immigration, and they'll tell you right off the bat, they go, well, it's broken. Well, why do you think it's broken? You guys broke the law, you know, and you don't, well, you got to bring it into the rule of law, and then we can fix it, I think.
Yeah, well, here's the truth. And remember, the truth will set you free, but first it will tick you off.
Yes.
Republicans and Democrats don't do anything about immigration because Republicans want the labor and Democrats want the votes. So nothing's going to change until we have an actual system where people can freely exchange their labor on the open market. We don't have that in the United States. In some sense, what the government has attempted to do is to conscript the employers in the pursuit of upholding immigration law, which is, to me, a form of slavery. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't force business owners to uphold immigration law. That is, to me, absolutely abhorrent.
Yeah.
Because the government isn't willing to uphold the law itself.
Exactly.
And, you know, my ancestors came through Ellis Island. They had a strict security check. They had a strict disease check. And then they had the path to naturalization was before them. But in some ways, we're incentivizing people to break the law. We're incentivizing illegal immigration. And we created a system where it makes more sense to come here illegally than it does to try and go through all the hoops and barriers in order to come here legally. So we've got to get the system straightened out. But, you know, again, don't forget our founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence, one of their main beefs with King George III was that he would not allow them to immigrate west. So, I mean, people are going to immigrate. We need to have a system that allows that to be done legally, peacefully, and with security in mind.
And also effectively on behalf of the people, that we get, you know, the best of the best. People want to come to America. So what do you have to add to the proposition and the American dream? Are you going to be part of the solution? Or are you going to come here and try to make, you know, make us into another country that, you know, if you want to bring Sharia law into a country that already has the U.S. Constitution, to me, that's a deal breaker right off the bat, don't you think?
Absolutely. If you come to the United States, you have to accept our system of laws. You have to accept our Constitution. But I think in many ways, because the progressive left has dominated the conversation, again, for the past 100 years, and they dominate both political parties, progressive Republicans and progressive Democrats since the time of Theodore Roosevelt, we've gotten away from the concept of independence, right? We've created a welfare state, and Milton Friedman even said you cannot have open borders and a welfare state. So, I mean, the problem is, again, is the incentives and the inability to face the economic realities of the labor in the workforce. And again, the government wants to come in and set these standards and these quotas, but because government is inherently inefficient and cannot centrally plan an economy, you know, one of these days you're going to get people moving out of this country. And if we have a huge wall, I mean, no offense, walls that can be built to keep people out can be used to keep people in.
Yes.
So the last thing that I want to see is us creating some kind of a fortress America. If we are that shining city on a hill, people are going to want to move here. If we're the greatest nation in the world. So we need to create a simple path to naturalization that incentivizes people in the right ways, not in the wrong ways, not through welfare statism, that through a place where you can come, and if you work and if you accept our laws, then you can be an American citizen.
That's we don't need a shadow class of people, and that's what we've developed here, Austin Peterson. Republican U.S. Senate candidate has been with us. Austin, thank you so much. Good insight. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Hey, what you could want is Josh Bernstein. That's what you could want, right? He's with us right now, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez. We come to you fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, 6 to 9 Pacific time. Josh, how you doing, buddy? The official voice of AMAC, by the way, I might add. AMAC continues to be that conservative alternative for people over 50 years old, right?
Absolutely correct, and it's great to be back with you as well. Yeah, I'm the national spokesman for an amazing group, AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. You can check us out at AMAC.us. We are that conservative alternative to AARP. We're for seniors age 50 years of age and older. And if anyone listening would like a free membership, all they need to do is contact 888-262-2006. Again, 888-262-2006. Tell them that they heard Josh Bernstein, their national spokesman, on Bill Martinez Live. Mention those two, and we'll give you a free membership to check us out. No strings attached. You don't have to purchase anything. Just check us out at AMAC.us.
And the reason that AMAC came about, and you and I were talking earlier, it's been a while since we talked to Daniel Weber, AMAC's founder, and his motivation was that because AARP became such a political force for the left, and you know, seemingly, and they did it kind of in a quiet sort of way, and before seniors realized it was, wait a minute, we're supporting with AARP, we're supporting interests that are not consistent with our values, and this is why the rise of AMAC, right, Josh?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Dan is a wonderful person, a great man. And he saw a need for an alternative. And with AARP's liberal bent and the things that they support and the causes that they support, there certainly was a void of conservative values there. And so AMAC came through and said, we're going to be the voice for seniors, but we're also going to be the voice for America. We're always going to put America first, seniors first, and make sure that seniors have more control and more freedom with their healthcare choices and decisions. So that's really, you know, AMAC's calling, and that's what we're doing behind the scenes each and every day, working on behalf of the American people to try to get them the best healthcare and the best overall freedom in their healthcare that we possibly can. So, again, if you want a free membership, just contact 888-262-2006 or find us on the web at amac.us.
Well, Josh, not to turn this into an infomercial, but again, only because we're talking about AMAC and it's been a while since you and I have gone into this kind of detail. You know, some conservatives say, okay, well, you know, I've been with AARP for a long time, established. Am I going to get the same benefits with AMAC as I do with AARP?
Yes, you will. We have all of the same types of products and services that an AARP would offer. We even do some interesting and different things as far as we give you guidance and counseling on Social Security, on businesses and things like that. We also have all the discounts and the magazines and things like that. So there's a lot of really great things that we do. But most importantly, we're fighting each and every day behind the scenes, maybe even quietly. Maybe people don't know a lot about the things that we're doing, like, for instance, trying to overturn John McCain and get him to change his vote to repeal Obamacare after he told us 6, 7, 8, 9 times that he was in favor of repeal.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Josh, I'm glad you came on because we want to talk about the devastations that have impacted Texas and Florida and Hurricane Harvey and Irma. In fact, it reported this morning that 5 are dead, 120 evacuated from a Florida nursing home due to intense heat and loss of power. That is still developing. But, you know, clearly what is going on is the hearts of Americans is very much toward the victims of these hurricanes. And like we always do, we will fundraise even when sometimes the dialogue isn't that that positive and maybe even seems to be prejudiced. I guess last night the celebs got together and raised some, you know, $40 million. God bless them. Thank you very much. All the help we can get is appreciated. But. You know, here we are. Some people brought this up early and said, what about the Red Cross? You know, there has been some questions about the Red Cross. And you just came out and just said, whatever you do, do not donate to the Red Cross. Why?
Well, first of all, the Red Cross, the American Red Cross, has a history of hiding their appropriations, if you will, for their donations that they collect. They also have about 39% on average of all of the money that they collect actually gets appropriated and allocated to the causes in which they were donated for. By contrast, the Salvation Army has a 90 to 95% allocation rate as far as for the donations and things like that. Samaritan Purse is up around 85-90%. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of great charities, but the American Red Cross is certainly not one of them. The CEO, Gail McGovern, did not come from the nonprofit sector. Instead, she came directly from Wall Street. As a matter of fact, she was voted Fortune Magazine's top 50 corporate women in America, which, again, I have no problem with. You know, that's wonderful for her that she's climbing the corporate ladder and mm-hmm. she's an entrepreneur. That's great. But she also takes a $650,000 a year salary at the American Red Cross. Then when she first came in, and by the way, she came in under scandal because Mark Everson, the former IRS commissioner, was the head of the American Red Cross. He was being forced out due to the fact that he impregnated a coworker. Oh, so when they hired her, they had an image issue. They wanted to change the image of the American Red Cross. And then the second thing is they wanted donations. And so once she came aboard, the first thing she did was she fired a lot of local charities, closed down a lot of local charities that were already undermanned and understaffed in case there was a disaster, which obviously cost hundreds and thousands of jobs. And then she brought in her Wall Street buddies from Fidelity Investments and AT&T, where she was vice president of marketing. And they have completely changed the culture. And so there's been a lot of things that have happened in the past. Like, for instance, with Hurricane Sandy, they collected over $300 million, but yet they spent over $350 million. And then there was a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, wanting to know where that money was coming from. And when that request came in, the first thing they did was they hired a high-powered law firm to block that request, stating, quote, industry trade secrets.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't know about you, but
on a nonprofit?
Yeah, that's
incredible.
On a nonprofit. Doesn't make any sense to me. So folks just need to do their homework, and they need to understand that they need to do their homework and realize that there are great charities out there, and there are other charities out there that aren't so great, and they need to do their homework. CharityNavigator.com is a good website and a good reference.
Well, with charities, there's always that acceptance that a certain amount goes to administrative costs. And I've heard anywhere from, mm-hmm. you know, 4%, as you mentioned, Samaritan's Purse, maybe 5, 6%. And I think a high of about 30, maybe 35. Traditionally, I believe the Red Cross has been in the higher end of it. But they have a way of funneling these monies. And this is what I think became a bit into question with Hurricane Sandy, was that there seemed to be an obvious diversion because of, you know, the blocking of the FOIA request and the lack of full disclosure. You know, we don't have the transparency to know what's going on. Now, Samaritan's Purse and some of these others, by contrast, there's full disclosure. They lay it out. They tell you just like it is, right?
They absolutely do, and a lot of those places, you know, their average salaries are $30,000 to $40,000 a year.
Yeah.
Not, you know, top managers aren't making $150,000 and the CEO isn't making $600,000. So, yeah, again, 39% of all the money that comes into the American Red Cross actually gets donated and allocated, I should say, to the causes in which they were donated for. So there's a lot of amazing Americans out there that are working hard, that have extra money, that they want to help their fellow Americans out. They need to know where their money is going to go. So I think that, like I said, they need to do their research and make sure that that is the case. I'll give you one more example.
We got about 20 seconds left, Josh. And I also want to remind everybody of the navigating software that you just referred to, too.
Yeah, it's charitynavigator.com or .org, I believe it is. And,
okay.
You know, folks need to just do their homework.
Exactly. Josh Bernstein, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Josh.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
With you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us, connecting on any one of the 280-plus radio affiliates and markets that we have and around the world via shortwave. Today, we're speaking with the USO about their 76-year mission and support for service members and families globally. 16 years after 9/11, their iconic care package program is going strong and supporting those on the front lines of hurricane disaster relief as we speak. Now, we're joined by the Senior Vice President of Operations and Programs, Alan Reyes. Alan, how are you? Good to have you with us, sir.
Bill, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you for all the great work the USO is doing these days, as they have been faithful to the call. Tell us about what the USO exactly is doing today on Capitol Hill post 9/11.
Sure. Hey, so today, Bill, on September 12th, the day after 9/11, we're here on Capitol Hill. With the generosity of time and effort from our congressmen, our members of Congress, to help stuff 1,500 of our USO care packages here on the Hill. And those care packages are going to join many thousands of other care packages that we're delivering to our service members that are supporting disaster relief in Texas and soon in Florida. We send about 90,000 care packages around the world every year. And so this is one of the ways that we show our service members and their families how much we care about them, how we want to strengthen them by supporting them, and through connecting them to their family and their home and their country.
Yeah, every year when you do this, this is really special. It would seem that this time especially, Alan, the care package effort is much appreciated because of the most recent tragedies that we've been impacted with.
They absolutely are. You know, Bill, the the care packs themselves serve many, many purposes. Number one, actually, they're very practical, ways to support a service member that's who's in the field, whether they're overseas or whether they're providing some of those disaster relief efforts, as you mentioned here, of late. But it's also a way to convey to those service members that there's a grateful nation behind them that cares about them, that's wanting to make sure that they don't only have this tangible means of support, but it's also an emotional one that lets them know that, hey, there's millions of people back here that care about them, that value them, and that thank them for their service.
I'll tell you, and if you have not been in a situation where you have served this country and you get a care package like this, it goes a long way. It is really special. It kind of reconnects you with home a bit, doesn't it, Alan?
It absolutely does, Bill. You know, and as a service member myself, you know, having gone through multiple deployments, to be able to have that kind of connection, that real tangible feel of something that reminds you of home, reminds you of the reason why you're out there, far from your own family, far from your own home, to support our nation, it makes you stand up a bit taller, lot taller, actually, as a service.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, for people that do not know about these care packages, in a lot of ways, the simple things are very profound. Tell us what's in the care packages and where they're going, Alan.
Sure. So the care packages have all sort of the comforts and support elements that an individual service member might need when they're in the field, far from some support elements. So things as simple as snacks, powdered drinks, water bottle, wipes, the sanitary wipes, which are so important there out there in the field. We also have toiletry care packages that provide them the necessities to take care of themselves when they're out there in the field. The care packages, as we've designed them as of late, are really, you know, portable enough so they can put them in their cargo pockets on their uniform when they're out there serving. So it's a very practical way of providing some much-needed support, and again, a great reminder of home for them.
Yeah, you got gum packs. You got, don't forget the beef jerky. Got to have plenty of beef jerky, right?
Absolutely. You know, you have all kinds of snacks. You know, we've got the beef jerky, gum, candy, all kinds of stuff that someone can just use it. Just give them a quick boost while they're out there in the field, and also give them a boost emotionally.
Alan, you gave us a little peek into your personal story. We understand you do have a personal connection to 9/11 and 9/12, having retired and enlisted again after the attacks. Tell us a little bit more about your story.
Yeah, Bill, thanks for letting me do that. I, before 9/11, had served 8 years of active duty in the Navy, joined the Navy, part of the Navy family. My father immigrated from the Philippines to join the military and gain citizenship and a way to bring his family to the United States. I left the service after my first stint and was in grad school and then went back into the private sector. And on September 11th, like every individual in our country, was profoundly affected by that event. And on September 12th, really picked up the phone, called the reserve recruiter, and asked to come back into the service to do whatever I could to be part of our nation's military. And I was grateful to have the opportunity. And I've been serving ever since. So really now, the 27 years of combined active and reserve service, it's an honor, it's a privilege to be part of the military and help serve and support not only our sailors in the Navy, but really in all of our services, not only in my time in the reserves and in the military, but also as a member of the USO.
Exactly. Well, Alan, thank you so much for your service, and you, like many others, did the same thing. In fact, I even tried to re-up it. They said, "You're too old. Get out of here." I said, "Well, I can do something. I'll carry a pot of beans. I'll do something, you know. Let me help out here." So, they said, "No, we'll keep you on the microphone. You keep talking. You keep telling the story." I said, "Hey, I'm in. Whatever it takes, whatever part we can play here, you know."
Well, I mean, you know, talking about the story, making sure that people know the value that our service members, their families are providing, and just as important, the way that they can support them in executing that mission is an absolutely important role. So thank you, Bill, for doing that.
Well, Alan, you know, we talk often on this show that when you consider the military and how many people from our country actually serve, it's probably about 1%, and we're being generous in that sense. And I know that some people say, you know, I want to serve, I want to offer, I want to get involved, what can I do? Maybe it's not necessarily that you go to the front line or you're able to, but you can, you know, your help can go a long way in supporting the USO. How can we enlist these people that have all the intention to serve our country, to come alongside that 1%, and I say expand that 1%, because I believe to whatever measure that you're part of the solution and you're helping this country, whether it is carrying a gun on the front lines in the most dangerous of areas, or you're here, as you say, Alan, you know, just carrying, you know, carrying the cause and sharing, you know, the reason for the good fight and supporting those that are out there on our behalf, you know, promoting freedom. This is maybe their way to be a part of that 1%, and maybe we can grow that percent to a bigger number, because I know the hearts of many Americans is to get involved. That's our nature.
It absolutely is. You're absolutely right, Bill. You know, that 1% figure is a small fraction of our society that actually wear the uniform, but you're absolutely right that anyone in our society, and there are hundreds of millions of people in our United States that can be part of that solution, to be part of strengthening our country and our service members by being a part of the force behind those forces. And that's one of our USO campaigns, to make sure that people have an opportunity to do whatever they can. Yes, not everyone's going to put on the uniform or go and deploy on board a ship or be part of an Army unit. Do a lot of different things to make sure that those service members understand that there's a great formation behind them. And so to be part of the force behind the forces, whether you're just simply sending a message to service members to show them that you support them through our campaigns connect, or whether you volunteer your time at one of our 200 plus locations around the world as part of our 30,000 strong volunteer force, or if you know you can donate monetarily or any kind to our cause. You know, we're a nonprofit organization, and we're really a reflection of the gratitude of our nation, service members and their families. And one of the ways to show that gratitude is, to your point, being part of that broader force behind the force, being able to support them outside of, you know, not just having to wear the uniform. Not everyone will do that, but everyone can certainly express their gratitude and show their support for our service members through the things that the USO does.
And, of course, service members are doing a lot with the relief efforts of Hurricane Harvey and Irma. I'm here on the east coast of Florida. We experienced the winds, but, boy, a lot of our brothers and sisters on the west coast took a serious beating here with Irma. And, of course, we saw, you know, very explicitly what happened in Texas. So where can they go and partner with the USO and be a part of the solution, Alan Reyes?
Yes. So, you know, please, anyone that wants to learn more about what we're doing, not only in Texas and Florida, where we're doing great things to support our Guard members that are providing relief there, please go to USO.org. You can learn more about that, what we're doing not only in Florida and Texas, but in places like Afghanistan and Africa, and what they can do, what anyone can do to help support that and help, again, connect to our service members and strengthen them.
He is a Senior VP of Operations and Programs for the USO, Alan Reyes, on Bill Martinez Live. Alan, thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Bill. It's been a pleasure.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, 3 out of 4 Americans plan to do some sort of back-to-school shopping this year. Jason Gaughan is with Bank of America.
As summer comes to a close, Americans are putting vacations behind them and spending on supplies for the classroom. Whether they're hitting the books themselves or picking up pencils for their kids, most plan to spend about $370 on back-to-school expenses. And while the next holiday break feels further than ever away, the right rewards credit card can let all that back-to-school spending get you one step closer to your next vacation. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on purchases. Better yet, points don't expire, so you can redeem them when and where you want, including that next school break.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, we can't forget him. 14 before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Andrea Kay, yes, the cooler talk time lady, joins us now from San Diego. Yes, the talk show host, TV and radio, infamous that she is. Always good to have her with her every week here as we take a look at the ongoing insanity. You know, Andrea, sometimes I think after we talk, I go, oh, my gosh, you know, the way the culture is going, you know, one of us could get arrested, you know, because we're just not, you know, there's just no sense of humor from the left anymore. I mean, poor Ben Shapiro, he's trying to go back to Berkeley, and they're offering right up front, you know, they're offering some sort of counseling service to the kids that, you know, are just going to be just so unrighteously exposed to a conservative viewpoint. I mean, it's like, you know, my thought came to mind. I go, you know, ever since they told the comedians, or the comedians said, hey, you guys aren't funny anymore, we don't want to hang with you. They're just not, you know, they have no sense of humor.
Well, no, not only has Hollywood lost their sense of humor, but they apparently, for me, have lost any sense of decent creativity and artistic ability and talent. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I didn't suffer last night. Telethon, if that's even what you can call it. You know, it was really more of a UN version of climate change push.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like, you know, I did watch a few blurbs of it, and I just kept flashing on the Dixie Chicks, where afterwards people were burning their records and go, shut up and sing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, they've so politicized every aspect, whether it's singing, whether it's movies, books, or, you know, anything art related. It's all just pushing their liberal agenda to the point where they're the ones that need to be arrested.
Yeah, I mean, it's
against creativity, the crimes against art.
Well, you know, there were some have blamed Donald Trump because they said it was judgment on the people that voted for Donald Trump, Hurricane Harvey, and now Irma, because the people voted in Florida and Texas for Donald Trump, so this is payback. I mean, this is unhinged, and of course then, oh yeah, let's, wait a minute, let's talk about global warming, which I thought it became climate change, but then they were, you know, they don't even know the talking points. They just go up there and start blabbing, and it's like, well, you guys are unhinged here, but to their credit, and we're grateful they raised. I mean, I'm in Florida. We can use the money. I mean, send it this way. A lot of people in Texas, that's great. $40 million. Hopefully it goes to, you know, the right kind of organization where a majority of that money comes here. You know, we know that when Hollywood gets involved, there's been so many incidences where they've raised money and it goes to, you know, grandma and grandpa in Bolivia somewhere as opposed to where it was intended to go. We've heard that many times, haven't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm glad to find out somebody, at least in Bolivia, supposedly got some money, because after the 9/11 telethon that George Clooney and Julia Roberts headed up, you know, Bill O'Reilly, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He did many reports where he kept as the watchdog of that, because he was like, great, you guys want to use your voices, but we want to hold you accountable for the results and where that money goes, because hardworking Americans are given, based upon your name and your reputation and your celebrity status, hardworking Americans are given their dimes. And years later, he couldn't get any answers as to where that money went.
No, so they're not very transparent, that's for sure.
No, they're not. I'd sooner give my money to the Clinton Foundation than I would to any telethon.
Because you know it's going right into Hillary's pocket. Because that way you have no doubt whatsoever where it's going. You know, we just talked with Josh Bernstein from AMAC, and Josh reminded everybody of a great website called CharityNavigator.org, CharityNavigator.org. Great website. You can check it out. And because what happens, you know, our very nature, Andrea, is that when there is a natural disaster, I don't care if it's in America or in Bolivia or wherever, you know, we're at the front of the line to help people. And God bless everybody for doing what they can to help us Floridians. I'm now a Floridian here. I guess 4 years I can be a Floridian. But I got to tell you, a big difference, though, when you're dealing with hurricanes versus earthquakes. And earthquakes, as you know, it's like a 3 o'clock in the morning, real shake 'em, wake 'em, you know, kind of deal. And it's over. Here, you know, for a week, you're hearing about this disaster that's coming upon you. And, you know, it's nonstop. I mean, it's carpet bombing of hurricane news and the hyperbole. And, oh, my gosh, it just and you go, why are they doing this? Are they doing this to, you know, to just really force the government to, you know, spend more money, you know, to direct more monies this way? Or, you know, because it got really, you know, with some of these local anchors and that, it got very carried away. And, you know, it was more in the realm of fear mongering and that kind of deal.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, like I said, it was a little over the top from my perspective.
Well, there was way too much media hype, and it actually causes, I coming from the South myself and been through a few hurricanes myself, as well as living under, growing up under the legacy of Camille, which was the one that devastated the Gulf Coast back in the 60s. You know, and I, there was actually even leftover debris that was a constant reminder. I mean, I know what it's like to have that hurricane coming. I mean, there's not a neighborhood that wasn't destroyed by Katrina where I didn't have family or friends. We've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
But so you need to take them seriously. You need to evacuate. But when it's overhyped, you can cause problems. You can cause traffic jams from people evacuating from areas that don't need to evacuate. And that happened in Florida. You can cause supplies needed by people to be off the shelves because people are going out from areas that don't need to be sucking up all the water, and they're going out and buying up all the water. But even worse is the politicization of it. And, you know, whether it's, you know, these Hollywood celebrities accusing President Bush at the Katrina telethon of hating black people, or whether it's Jennifer Lawrence saying that this is Mother Nature's wrath for Trump. You know, that is no different than say what the professor from Florida said when he blamed Texas for voting for Trump. What's the difference?
Yeah,
see, you know
exactly.
What, Jennifer Lawrence? You know what, Jennifer Lawrence, you say you don't want Trump supporters to go to your movies. You know what? Done. Because for her to say, basically, for her to say Mother Nature was mad about Trump is basically blaming Americans who voted for him. Because why would we have President Trump if it wasn't for the voters? I am sick and tired of these Hollywood people exploiting victims to push their agenda.
Well,
and
this
exactly
and this and this was on full display last night. So what is the value? And then you hear, you know, and read in the Twitterverse, you know, people's response, you know, like you said, shut up and sing, you know. And, you know, of course, you know, when you go in and you're doing a fundraiser like this, it's like they get off topic. They can't help themselves. There's a lot of innuendo and stuff. In fact, yesterday I was speaking with a doctor, and this guy's a professional. I mean, you know, and we were talking. I mean, he's a psychiatrist. He supposedly wrote the whole premise of, you know, some mental derangement, and he is the the godfather of all this stuff. And then he wanted to go off on talking about global warming. And one of the first things he tells me, he goes, well, you know, 95%. I said, I can't even believe, you know, you're a learned man. And you bring that argument to the, that's already been debunked, that 95%, there's no such thing. You know, they've already, you know, the scientists that were there saying, hey, look, that's not what I said. You know, this thing, but yet, you know, whether it's the president of the, what's that conservative group name? It left my brain here for just a moment. Anyway, he repeatedly was telling Ted Cruz, you know, that oh yeah, well, you know, that's a fact. You know, the scientists have all said that's not even, you know, it has no veracity, and you still want to continue to use that, but it's like, come on, you know,
because liberalism isn't about honesty.
No.
You know, it, just like Obama, they had to lie to us about Obamacare because they knew that if they cannot sell their agenda on facts.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, that a report came out this week. From our government, and we all know that many people within the government trenches are not exactly conservative because then they might put themselves out of a job. They said that there is no proof right now that any of these hurricanes have anything at all to do with climate change. Because you know what? Even Irma that hit Florida is well below, I think that was the 14th strongest hurricane in our history. Donna that happened in 1935 was long before Al Gore was predicting that Florida would be underwater right now.
Yeah, exactly.
There is no science to support this. Liberalism is about control. If they can get control over every aspect of our energy sector, they can get control over our lives. That's what it's about. Shame on Stevie Wonder, a blind man, for coming out and launching a telethon saying that if you don't believe in climate change, you're blind and unintelligent.
Yeah, you're either blind or unintelligent. I mean, you see, and this is the negation of conversation, the invalidation of people's perspective. It's like, look at, you know, If man is responsible for, if we could even alter the wind and do anything about the climate, I think that responsible people are open for a reasonable conversation. But to invalidate their voice and their questions, which even good scientists do, that's the basis of science, is you ask
right.
questions. I mean, you go back in time, even Einstein. Einstein was questioned severely because he went against the, you know, the general consensus and the idea of relativity. They thought, you know, you might as well just say the Earth is round and it's no longer flat. So we've had those moments in our history where we think we know so much until we realize how little we do know.
Well, whatever Stevie Wonder or any of them believe, it is not settled science, number one. But number two, how many victims in Texas or how many victims in Florida are quote, climate change deniers? So how many people that he's supposedly there to help that he absolutely insults with his opening comments, as well as the rest of them? But, you know, whatever you believe, you're supposed to be there to raise money for people who've lost all their possessions, lost their home, and have no hope. That is not the time to be pushing your political agenda on people. It's tasteless, it's coarse, it's crass, it's exploitative, and it's wrong.
Well, the thing is, it also is very dangerous because now you have people that say, look, it should be considered criminal if you do not believe in climate change. So what does that mean? What is the next step there? So it is all very, very dangerous. I agree with you. There she is, the Cooler Talk lady. The very precious, yes. A.K. Andrea K. Andrea, thank you so much. As always, always appreciate the insight. Good stuff here. Thank you.
Always good to be with you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Did you know?